Podcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, the city of innovation, education, and of course, Fenway Park, this is TI Clergy Corner, bringing you timely, insightful, and impactful sermons from Temple Israel of Boston.
In this episode, we will hear Rabbi Elaine Semper's Shabbat Awakenings, a reflection as we make our way towards Shabbat, entitled Cognitive Dissonance.
His two sons died. It is right in this week's Torah portion, Shmini. In an elaborate ceremony and a precise ritual conducted by Aaron with the assistance of his sons, Aaron received ordination. It is a culminating moment of celebration and spiritual significance. And then in an instant, it all changed. Two of Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu, came forward with their own offering of alien fire. And fire came forth from the Eternal and consumed them. Thus they died at the instance of the Eternal. Leviticus 10:2. Moses speaks, but Aaron is silent. Vayidom Aharon. What are we to make of his silence in the face of such devastation? Is the pain too much to bear? Is he stunned or paralyzed with no breath to speak? Would what he could offer bring any meaning to what must have felt senseless? Ecclesiastes 3:7 informs us that there is a time for silence and a time for speaking. Eit lachashot, the eit lidaber. The Hebrew words are different, though. With Aaron, his silence made him motionless and still, with a deafening, silent cry of grief. There were no words and no place to move but just to be. We feel for him. How could we not? In these past months, there have been too many, so many parents who have had to bury their children. Their weeping has no borders. Their grief carries a deafening cry. Parents in Israel and parents in Gaza share that humanity. It has been an awful week of destruction. We watch from afar, yet feel close to the pain. Empathy is a precious commodity, a priceless resource available to us all. We want the hostages home, the starvation to cease, and the best that people are capable of to prevail in Israel and Gaza, and also in our own communities. Our words of compassion matter, even in the presence of our anger and frustration. It is a form of cognitive dissonance. Our expression of what is just and right may not be exactly the same for each of us, and yet we can share broken hearts and grave concern for those innocent souls suffering. Aaron was silent, but eventually he found a way forward, forever changed. Sometimes the stillness makes way for the words of our hearts and minds to create a pathway toward what might be better beyond this fractured world.
This has been a Temple Israel of Boston production. Join us next time for another episode of TI Clergy Corner.